On a typical day, 10th grader Steve Morales wakes up at 10 or 11. He walks the family dogs, Buster and Princess. Then he goes to school.
Well, I can either do it at a lot of people's houses or I can do it just at my house, on my kitchen table, on my couch, on my bed, anywhere. It's a laptop.
Steve sits on his sofa opposite a giant flat-screen TV. The 17-year-old types the website for the state-funded Florida Virtual School.
There's a username and password, which of course I cannot say anything about. Once you log in, you can find your classes on the bottom. Right now I have a currently A for biology, an assignment I did, a B and another one.
When Steve was at his old bricks and mortar high school, he got C's and D's. He had trouble waking up on time. At Florida Virtual, a public school system that lives entirely online, Steve's never late to class. He's pulling A's and B's. When he needs help, he can email his teacher or call her on the phone. Virtual schools used to draw mainly high-achieving students. An extra class online could boost their GPA or earn them college credit. But more than a decade into Florida's experiment with virtual education, more students like Steve are going online to catch up.
The best thing I've heard about virtual schools from a student was that they liked it because it was easy and they were able to get the credit really fast.
That's Jennifer Smith. She teaches French at Hialeah High in Miami-Dade County and is active in the teachers union.
I cannot think of any reason to mandate it for high school students other than saving money and or, you know, making money for their friends' companies that are running the systems.
Virtual schools do save the state money. Florida pays 23% less per student in a virtual school than a traditional one. That's true whether the student lives in Manatee, Hillsborough, or Miami-Dade County. In 2007, Florida Tax Watch called virtual school a bargain for taxpayers. Republican Anna Terry Flores is the state senator behind the digital mandate.
So from the state's point of view, we didn't see this as a cost savings. We just see this as something that's important for students to be prepared for the workforce.
Virtual education saves money in another way. Unlike regular school, if a student fails an online class, the state doesn't have to pay. Pam Bertolo is Chief Learning Officer of Florida Virtual School.
It ensures that students are learning. We are performance-based, so our funding is tied to successful completion.
Critics say this is an incentive for virtual schools to inflate grades or dumb down their courses. That way, kids pass and the school gets paid. Bertolo says online courses are as rigorous as those in any public school.
You know, I feel confident that the integrity of our teaching and learning is solid.
Steve's mom agrees. Laura Morales appreciates all the emails and phone calls from Steve's teachers. She likes being able to monitor his daily progress from work. It doesn't hurt that his grades have improved, too.
I find that from his biology class that he's completed most of and has a B, when he took the class in regular school, that was a failing class. It was something that was not even attainable. With this, he's walking away with information.
And if all goes well, a high school diploma. Laura Eisensee, WLRN, Miami Herald News.